Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hi there, friends. It has been a minute since we just caught up. I hope you're doing well. I didn't do my intro. Happy Tuesday. I hope the week's treating you well. We're back with another coffee chat episode. Now, if you're new here, we used to do these every single Monday, but now I only podcast 2 days a week instead of five, and so we do them once a month. And I'm really excited to be back. I'm excited to catch up with you on a personal level and talk a little bit about what I'm learning, things that are going on. If you haven't been here for a minute and you're like, what are you talking about? Things are changing. Go back to, 2 weeks ago, I announced I was closing my online business. I took a full-time job and things are really different behind the scenes. And, so that is what is new. Let's get a little bit into what I'm learning right now. Because it is related, I am learning the importance of intentional limitations for long-term satisfaction. I made a really hard decision today, the day that I'm recording this. I had one of my favorite speaking engagements that I did last year. They invited me back to do another training, and it was in Florida, which was really exciting. I love Florida weather, but I also do have a full-time job, so it was a situation where I would be taking PTO to go, and it would be like, okay, 2 days, and then I'd fly back, and I'd go right back to work, and you know, that pays really well. These speaking engagements, they pay well. I love to travel. I'm not traveling this year because we're doing no spend. So it was like this opportunity to travel, make some money, and, that all felt good and well. And I turned it down, which felt crazy to me. I actually went to go pull up the contract to make the contract for this job. And I instead decided to write the email where I said, hey, actually, I'm not going to be able to do this. Here's some recommendations for other people who I think could. And that feels wild because here's the thing. My seven self is really into the idea of being able to make more money. I have always felt like I wanted, there was never enough to make. And that really caused me to take all of the opportunities in the world. And that's part of the reason why I decided to take a job, because I wanted that intentional limitation of this is your job. Like, you can't be everyone and do everything and be everywhere all the time. You need some constraints. And I could easily see myself slipping into a little slippery slope where I use all of my PTO to take jobs to make extra money and I exhaust myself, you know? Like, PTO for me, I want to use it for time off, not time to work another job. And so it was a really weird choice. It seems wild to make this decision, but I know that feels that way about all the things I'm kind of choosing to let go of right now. But that's the goal, is intentional limitations on myself, which is a scary word for me as a seven, something that I've avoided for a really long time, but I am embracing this year with our no spend year. That's intentional limitations. With having, you know, a 9-to-5, that's intentional limitations. With having, turning down additional opportunities, that is intentional limitations, because I want long-term satisfaction. You know, that is the goal, and that feels really good. So that is what I'm learning right now. Now, my three good things from this past month are having an office and coworkers. I love that. I'm still learning office culture. It's new to me, honestly. So I'm figuring that out, but it's really nice to have people to talk to. Everybody just comes by my office and is like, "Hey, how you doing? How's it going?" And it feels really cool. I really, really love it. I'm an extrovert and it is giving me life. Also, I'm getting to talk to people about the Enneagram for the first time. A lot of people at my work know the Enneagram and use it already, but a lot of people don't. And it's really fun to be able to like talk to people about it outside of it being my job. Today's podcast is brought to you by Factor. If you are not new here, you know that I recently started a new job where I go into the office every day, and eating well is so easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Chef's Choice, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Factor has 2-minute meals, so you can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you want. And friends, I chased Factor down to work with me because their food is so good. I was influenced and I purchased it and I loved it so much that I was like, I feel like these are being undersold because the food is so much better than you would expect and better than people are even telling you. It's really good. They also have pancakes, smoothies, and more. I love the juice shots that they send over. Those are so, so good. And you can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day. So breakfast, midday bites, and lunch, and so much more. There's no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's just no prepping, cooking, or cleanup that is needed, which is perfect, especially if you are going into an office. Trust me when I say Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. And Factor has done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head to factormeals.com/egram50 and use code egram50 to get 50% off. That's code egram50 at factormeals.com/egram to get 50% off. And that will be linked in the show notes for you as well. Thank you, Factor, for supporting the podcast. Also, y'all, my husband quit his job. So he worked part-time in a coffee shop. I mean, he has been in the thick of things, okay? Let me just paint a picture here. He edits this podcast, which was going 5 days a week. He was reading for multiple literary magazines for a while there. He wrote for the local newspaper. He works for another company doing freelance writing, which is really intense. He does like literary analysis for them. And he was working part-time in a coffee shop. And it was just a lot, okay? And he was not taking days off. Like, he just wasn't taking any days off. We got word that they were cutting his hours, like, in December. And so he started picking up freelance work. And it became just, like, it kind of started taking over itself, you know? And so he finally got to a point where his freelance work was replacing his coffee shop work, and so he quit his job and now he's full-time freelance for now, and he's brilliant at what he's doing, and I'm just really happy for him, which means my third good thing is that we have weekends together. I can't remember the last time we had weekends off together. He worked for me for a minute there and or a while there, and I guess we did then, but it wasn't the same because we were like, I think it was like a lot of it was pandemic times and it just didn't feel like this. Like it feels so different and so new, and it's really exciting. We're in our first little weekend off together. And my last month, kind of our February roundup, notable events are I started a new job. Love that for me. I shifted the podcast from 5 days to 2 days a week just to kind of make that feasible for myself. And then I deleted all of my social media. Like, I deactivated all of the accounts. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I think my TikTok still exists on the internet, but like, I don't have it. Like, I don't manage it. But I do have YouTube, and we're doing the podcast. And that's the two ways in which I'm on the internet. And that feels great, honestly. I don't miss it at all. And thrilled to be here, honestly. And it's nice to catch up this way. I think, you know, YouTube will probably be the place where I'm much more personal about things. I don't really know how that's going to play out. YouTube, I'm not putting on a schedule. It's just kind of like when I feel like it. But we'll definitely check up here at least once a month on a personal level. But feeling great there. Things I'm feeling vulnerable about. Starting a new job, I'm feeling, you know, I'm new. I'm learning the lay of the land. I'm learning office culture, which I definitely, probably what I feel the most vulnerable about. I just don't know the rules or the expectations. Like, do you tell someone when you're going to lunch? Do you tell someone when you're leaving for the day? Like, how much communication is too much communication? How much is too little communication? This is all new to me. I feel vulnerable about it. That's like definitely number one. But I'm also really enjoying all the things to learn. I love learning. I love being quick on my feet. And I feel like I'm getting to do that. And that's delightful. I'm feeling proud of my organizational skills. I feel like I'm bringing in cool systems and structures and opening pathways of communication. And I definitely feel like I'm in my zone of strength. And that feels really cool. My core values. So my core values for the month of February were belief, integration, and expansion. And I feel like I definitely lived into those. And I knew at the time that I was in the process of job, like interviewing for a job. And so I was like, belief that I will get the job, integration, like integrating my life and my job, and then expansion of like expanding who I get to be. And I feel like I did step into that. For the month of March, I choose fluidity, rejuvenation, and movement. I'm going to embrace fluidity because there's just so many changing things. I have a new schedule. I'm much more collaborative than I've ever been. And so I'm just going to stay fluid. I think it's like a flight attendant phrase to like be a palm tree. Like, I'm going to just like let the wind blow, not break. Rejuvenation. I'm going to end each day and the week with like rejuvenating activities, not numbing activities. I think it can be really tempting to kind of just like watch TV all night or like just shut out the world, scroll my phone. And that's not what I want to do. I want to rejuvenate my energy, give energy back to myself by doing activities that feel life-giving, not life-numbing. And movement. I've upped my workout schedule to 4 days a week from 3, and I want to stick to that. And then on the days that I'm not like working out, I want to go for a walk or do yoga, something like that. Now, my self-care challenge this month is going to be to eat lunch outside once a week or to take a midday walk. Just something to get some sunshine on my face midday, because I think that would be so nice. And this week, with all of this in mind, is an invitation to find areas in your life which you think a little thoughtful limitation could support you. And kind of thinking about your limitations, like healthy limitations, as healthy boundaries that you set with yourself. And so today we're going to end with a quote from Anna Taylor. And I want you to think about this as though the boundaries are being set with you, not necessarily with someone else. But although it's also relevant. Love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious. You get to choose how you use it. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. All right, friends, thank you so much for being here. It was lovely catching up with you, and I will see you Thursday for the next one. Bye.